Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today's episode is really interesting for me, and it's been one that has been both a challenge and an extremely rewarding thing in my life. The title of this is Honesty. And remember, so this is the context. This whole podcast is about creating your ultimate life. And that's a life where you love every day, where you live every minute fully, where you're doing what you want to do and enjoying it. And there's lots of more phrases that I could add and that you will add in your own mind as you think about the ultimate life, you know, that phrase. So I've distilled it down into the phrase that I've repeated over and over again, which is the ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy created by serving others with your divine gifts. And one of the things that has contributed in a massive way to my getting close to that or feeling like I have it, and I'm sure that, you know, things develop and it gets better and better or whatever, but feeling like I live that is something I've called the personal truth and commitment statement, which is long and evolving document. It's now some 8 pages, and there's different parts of it. And it isn't just an exercise in making noise. It is a true exploration of who I have chosen to be. And I talked about that in a few episodes ago and described it. So today I'm talking about one, and for the next 20 or so days, a bunch of the characteristics or elements that for me make that personal truth and commitment statement powerful and make it useful day to day. So it's not just something that sits on the wall. So one of the things is, I say, is I am honesty and speak only truth. So that's one of the statements in there, and it sounds like a bold statement, and it is. I won't pretend otherwise, especially coming from the place of having been, you know, I don't know diagnosis-wise, but effectively a pathological liar, a person who lied without reason sometimes. I didn't need a reason. If I thought that a situation would be better handled with a story or a slight or a tremendous alteration of truth, then I would use it, and the justification was that's what needs to be said. Now, where that came from, and, you know, that I lied a lot when I was a kid to protect myself from physical punishment and et cetera, doesn't really matter, because that's not the point of this episode. It came from wherever it came from. What I noticed, though, is that in living that way, it was destructive. It was destructive to relationships, obviously. It was destructive to my self-worth, obviously, because I couldn't believe myself and didn't know. It was almost like I didn't know if I was going to tell the truth or lie until I opened my mouth sometimes, or I didn't even worry about it. And I was cursed or blessed with the ability to remember everything I said. And so I never got caught or anything like that in a lie where it was obvious I'd said this and then that. That didn't happen, and that was a curse. The third thing that it did, besides not good for relationships and not good for my self-esteem, is it made me so that I felt worthless all the time. I couldn't build a life that was meaningful and happy because it was based in a little or a lot on things that weren't true. And when stuff isn't true, you know it, I know it, you look in your own eyes and you know that you've either completely distorted or shaded the truth. And so whatever flows from that is garbage. It's sand, it's nothing, and it sits on a foundation of nothing. If they only knew, if they find out, if this, if that, and even if you're perfect at keeping things straight and, you know, living the lie that you tell or that you think you believe, there's still no happiness down that road. So there's three parts to this discussion, and obviously in a short podcast like 15 minutes, you can't even begin to do justice to the subject of being honest, and so we'll be briefly covering three different pieces. First of all, is what is truth? The second part of it is why does it matter about honesty? Like what changed for me to do that? Like why it mattered? And then the third thing is how to live it, how to live that way. Because no matter what you do, if you're having a discussion with truth, about truth with someone, they always say, well, sometimes it's better to tell a white lie. Sometimes it's better to stretch the truth and not really tell somebody, you know, hurt somebody's feelings and protect them. And they go on and on and on about all the reasons. And all that ever is, and I finally learned this because I did that 100 million times and a lot worse, all that is an excuse for you to keep living in a lie. All that is an excuse so that you can keep doing what you want to do and what's easy for you and you don't have to change. And if that's happy for you, if you believe that you're contented living that way, then obviously you're going to, and nothing I say will change it. But what I am going to do is share my experience of moving from a place of being a liar every time I open my mouth to telling the truth every time I open my mouth. So what is truth? Well, truth is, and I'm not arguing in a philosophical or religious or even scientific or any other sense, truth is what you know to be real. It's knowledge is a scriptural definition that says it's knowledge of things as they are, as they were, and as they are to come. But the point there is it's knowing something as it truly is. That is truth. Now, obviously, and we see this all the time, we think something's true and we sincerely believe it. We see it, we think it. And so for us, that is true at that moment. I'm not suggesting that you can't live in truth until you have absolute certainty about everything in the universe, because we don't have that. You know, we used to think the world was flat and then we figured out it was round. We now have a standard model of particle physics and we think it's right, but we can't change it all the time and we can't fit gravity in there. And so we've invented things like gravitons, and we used to think we understood the universe and we figured out dark matter and dark energy. And, you know, so truth is what we know or believe to be correct and accurate right now. And let's just use that as truth. And I understand that it changes as we learn more and as we become wiser, as we have other experiences. So let's just say that that's truth and go back to the phrase of I am honesty and speak only truth. Well, what that would mean then is that if I am honesty and speak only truth, then that means every time I say something, it is the truth as I understand it. It means that I have no intent to deceive. I have no desire to shade or color what is. I speak what I believe is truth. Now, if I learn something later and that was a mistake, then I would be the first to say, you know what, I said that over here, and I realize now that was not correct. And so I'm still living in truth, because there was no point in which I said or intimated or implied or inferred or however you want to use those words, I didn't create the impression that something was true that wasn't true. So that's what I mean when I say, and that's how I live when I say, I am honesty and speak only truth. The second part of today's thing is why it matters. Well, we could go into a long philosophical conversation about why it matters. Let's just look at some real simple things. Mark Twain said, tell the truth, there's less to remember. Well, there is that. And even if you're blessed or cursed with a spectacular memory so you remember all the lies you tell, telling the truth is purifying, because then there is nothing to remember. there is only truth and there is only what you speak. So for your own heart, it's purifying, it's simplifying, it makes life so easy and clear to speak truth. Now, there's always this feeling of, well, if someone asks me if I look good and I say no, I'll hurt their feelings. There's a difference between truthfulness and being harsh. Okay, and there's lots of ways to answer that question and be truthful and then take care of whatever relationship management needs to happen after that. So those kinds of things are no excuse ever for telling lies. It's just not required. All right, so why it matters also is then people can depend on your word. If you are a liar, little ways or big ways, like I used to be, then you know that people know. If you think that people are fooled all the time, even if they are, they're not. And here's the reason. There's an energy around truth and there's an energy around falsehood. The energy around falsehood is dark. It is squirmy. It is weird. It carries its own negative energy. And so people know when something isn't right, even if they don't know exactly what's wrong. You know that. Sometimes we call it a BS meter or whatever. We just know that something's not right. On the other hand, a phrase that I use often with coaching clients, and when we talk about this, is the phrase, truth carries its own power. And when you speak truth, it carries power. It sounds like truth, it feels like truth, and so it carries power. So if you're looking to create your ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, I can tell you the fastest path to joy and the fastest path to prosperity is truth. The fastest way to find your purpose is truth. So it matters if you're trying to create a purpose or live into one. It matters if you're trying to create prosperity. It matters when you have prosperity. And it certainly matters for joy because there is nothing joyful about non-truth, untruth, lies. There is nothing joyful about that. And every time untruth slips into your world, then you know that unjoy, because the energy of falsehood is caustic. It is acid. It is poison. So it matters for your own joy and your own peace of mind. It matters for relationships that you create. It matters for people who interact with you. I find that people want to be around a person who tells the truth. There's something that draws connection. It's drawn to we are drawn to truth. Did an episode a while ago on being heliotropic, which means attracted to light. And similarly, we are drawn to truth because truth and light have many similar characteristics. And you could argue that they're the same thing, but because truth has energy and light has energy. But anyway, so if you want to know why it matters, truth will be your fastest path to creating your ultimate life. You can't build an ultimate life on falsehood. You can't do it. It is not doable. You can have money, you can have cash, you can buy access, you can do all kinds of stuff, but you won't get happiness. It just doesn't happen. All right. So then the third part of this is how to live it. I don't know if you're like me in little ways or big ways like I used to be. I had an enormous amount of work to do. I used to believe that the damage, the negativity, the habits that I had were unchangeable, that I couldn't become truthful, that I couldn't unlearn the habits. And even if I did, nobody'd believe me. And even if I could get somebody to start believing me a little bit, there's no way to undo damage and negativity that's all happened before. And that the real answer is, I have no idea what you can and can't undo. I had no idea what I could and couldn't undo. I still have things that I'm working on undoing. The lack of honesty, the level of lying, the amount of lack of truth in my past life, there's consequences still floating around. Okay, and I still have a ton of work to do, and I joyfully and happily do it. And the reason I can say that isn't because I'm glad about the situation or I'm glad about the consequences. What I know now is living in a place of absolute truth where every time I open my mouth, it's truth and I can depend on it and I'm not trying to shade it or mess with it. That builds a current set of energy and situation, and it also works toward creating repair. Now, I can't promise you or me that you know everything that you ever did wrong will be fixed. I can't promise that. What I can tell you is your heart will be fixed. What I can tell you is your love will be fixed. What I can tell you is your current relationships will be better. What I can tell you is your heart will be healed. Those things I can tell you. So the question, how to live it, is really simple. It starts with a choice, and you say, I'm never going to speak anything false again. Now, the first and easiest way to do that might be to just shut up and stop talking so much. The second way to do it is, and I used to talk a lot, I talk less now. The second way to do it is to just take space before you speak. Space before you speak. There is no hurry. There is no need for you to say everything immediately or to be immediately answering or having conversation. Slow down. Slow down and give space for truth to emerge. Slow down and consider what is really true. So number one is shut up. Say less. Talk less. Think about what you're saying more. And two is, as a corollary to that, when you choose to speak, slow down. Slow down and consider what you're going to say. And the third thing is when you say something that isn't quite right, fix it instantly. Just say, oh, wait a minute, that's not exactly what I meant. That's not quite right. And just get in the habit of correcting things that are the tiniest bit untrue. Okay, so those are, and then pretty soon that habit gets big and pretty soon you can change your habits. And those are really simple steps. Talk less, be careful, a lot more careful and considerate about what you say, and fix everything the instant it comes out of your mouth. It's not right. Those are three simple steps, but they are the beginning. They are the beginning of learning to create your ultimate life by being honesty and telling only the truth. And there's more to it, and it's a lot deeper than that. But that's what we have time for today. And I can tell you for sure that the beauty, power, love, and contentment that comes into life from being honesty cannot be described. And it is a giant piece of creating your ultimate life. Open your heart.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart.